ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेमदेवहितंयदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ ॐ ओ गॉड्स, मे वी हियर ऑस्पिशियस वर्ड्स विथ अवर इयर्स, मे वी सी ऑस्पिशियस थिंग्स विथ अवर आईज, वर्शिपिंग द गॉड्स विथ स्टेडी लिम्स। May we enjoy a life that is beneficial to all. May Indra of ancient fame bestow auspiciousness on us. May the all-nourishing potion be propitious to us. May Garuda, the destroyer of evil, be well disposed towards us. May Brihaspati ensure our welfare. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. In our last class, we have been discussing about the first mantra is over, which is third mantra, which is describing about the Jagrat Avastha, Vishwa, the Turiya, when identified with the waking world, gets the name Vishwa as an individual, but if he identifies himself with the whole world, then he obtains a collective name called Virat. We have completed that one. The purpose is, first you enlarge yourself, identify with the universal, and slowly come to the subtler stage, which we are discussing in the fourth mantra. Fourth mantra gives us a description of what is called dream state, Swapnavastha, what is Turiya called when identified with this dream world, and what is he called if he identifies with the entire dream world. So he is called Taijasa. Taijasa means made up of light, Tejaha. Why? Because it is only the reflected consciousness which works, plays as it were, with the stored impressions gathered purely from the waking state, combines them in myriad ways, and exactly like the waking state, goes through sukha, dukkha, anubhuti, and that is Jagrat Avastha. But in a subtle state, first of all, it has nothing to do with external world. External objects are not there. External sense organs do not function, but the experiences of the external world stored in the mind called Chitta, that portion of the mind which is called Chitta, and he brings out some of them and combines and recombines them in various ways, including time and space. He combines in a much, much different way than the waking state, and that is what he thinks. This is the waking state for me. A dreamer never thinks this is a dream state. Only upon waking up, he looks back and says, that was a dream state. I was a dreamer. I was a dreaming. So, exactly like the waking state Vishwa, this person has got 19 doorways to interact, to act, to interact, to gather in impressions, though subtle, and to act and react. Similarly, there is a universal form, Hiranyagarbha, consisting of the same when we sit for meditation, say for example on Ramakrishna, Hridaya Kamala Mathye Rajitam Nirvikalpam, Sat Asat Akila Bheda Atitam Ekaswarupam, Prakruti Vikruti Shunyam, Nityam, Ananda Murtim, Vimala Paramahamsam, Ramakrishnam, Bhajamaha. That is what we are supposed to meditate. This is called the subtle universal form of God. In this case, he is called Hiranyagarbha. Our task is slowly we have to identify ourselves. I am not merely a Taijasa, but by identifying with Hiranyagarbha, I won't lose my Taijasa status. Rather, I enlarge myself when I identify myself with the Hiranyagarbha. So, this is what we have to discuss. I just gave an introduction in my last class. We will proceed. So, discussing the third mantra, Shankaracharya concludes, Evancha sati etat siddham bhavishyati. All things that were discussed before, being completely logical and acceptable, this becomes the conclusion. What is it? Sarva dvaita upashame cha advaitam iti. When all the dvaita, that is to say Vishwa and Virat, Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, remember, even Prajna and Ishvara, all fall under the duality, dvaita. When everything is gone, the same Turiya, he enlarges himself and becomes himself, remains himself, pure Advaitam, called Brahman. So, then that state is called Advaitam. But it is not a state. Though we are using the word, it is a state, it's not a state. God realized state. Jivan Mukta su state, Jivan Mukti su state. We have to use language to make ourselves understandable, and also we have to understand. That's why language becomes necessary. But that is not a state, that is what we call just being. That is the reality. So we don't experience reality there as separate individuals, as we do in the waking state, dream state, dreamless state, but we just become one. That is also human language to indicate what is that state. In that state, he will not have a mind, he will not think, now I have become one with Brahman. That is the point. So, now we proceed to the fourth mantra. Svapnasthanaha antaha prajnaha saptangaha ekona vimshati mukhaha praviviktaha bhuk taijasaha vitiyapadaha. So, the second quarter, vitiyapada, is called taijasa. That is, the turiya associated as an individual experiencer in the dream state gets by the name Taijasa, whose sphere of activity is called Svapna Prapancha or Sukshma Prapancha, dream world, dream. And this Taijasa, he is conscious of the internal objects, Pravivikta Bhuk, experiencer, enjoyer, actor and reactor. Pravivikta means subtle. That's what we have done. Internal objects. And like Vishwa, he has seven limbs. But again, these seven limbs, whereas the Virat's seven limbs are external, physical, everybody can experience. But here, they are internal, extremely subtle. That's what we have to understand. And 19 mouths for the experience of the subtle objects. What are the subtle objects? All the thoughts, ideas, emotions that arise in the mind. Before we go further, let us take a note. Cross body is available for all the people. I can see you, everybody, everything. You can also do the same thing. The Sukshma Sariram, our subtle body, is evident only for one person, and that is for the Taijasa, and not for others. So everybody can only experience his or her own subtle body and not any other person's subtle body. Third, Karana Shariram, that is the causal body, is not evident, neither to us, neither to me, nor to you, nor to others, but it is still there in a state of non-manifestation. Everything becomes, that is, the waking state, the dream state, become one with that. That is why it is called Karana Sharira. Karana means that becomes the causal body. Cause of both the dream as well as the waking states. Just as a mango seed becomes the cause of a mango plant, mango tree, etc. So this is the point we have to keep in mind. Every individual has got a sthula shariram, a gross body, subtle body, as well as karana sharira. One important point I mentioned, please keep it always in mind. Very important point, VIP. What is it? When I say I am an individual, at the same time I am also completely aware I am part of the universal. Just as we cannot be knowing what is white unless we know what is black. We can't know what is light unless we know what is darkness. Similarly, we can't know what is one unless we know many. Similarly, individual knows only in contrast, in opposition to the universal at the same time. But where do we place the emphasis, on the individual or on the universal? If it is on the individual, that binds us and deepens the bondage. Slowly through spiritual practice, when we identify ourselves with the universal, this bondage becomes less and still less and still more less, until we become one with the universal, and universal is always the master of Maya at the level of Ishvara. So let us keep this point in mind. Now, when we were discussing about gross body, we have brought out four components there. So what are the four components? First of all, what is the material? Secondly, what are the components? What is the function? And what is the effect, etc. So similarly, this dream body also has there. What is the material? As I pointed out last time, that subtle pancha bhutas, also called tanmatras, they are the material out of which the manaha, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, pranas, and as well as the 19 sense of, 5 pranas and 5 organs of action, 5 organs of knowledge, and organs of knowledge are called inputs. That is, the information is brought from outside to inside, and the reaction to that knowledge is redirected through the 5 organs of action. So input is Jnanendriyas, output is Karmendriyas. Let us keep in mind. So we are talking, what is the material? So the material is made up of subtle bhutas, sukshma bhutas, also called tanmatras. And one important point, they are called apanchikrita pancha sukshma bhutani tanmatras. Apanchikrita, that is, they have not divided and mixed with other things. Whereas for the gross body, panchikrita, 50% themselves, 50% consisting of 12.5% of each other element other than itself, making it 100%. So this is the material. So what is the component? We have already seen what is the component. This 19 ekona vimshati mukhaha, that is to say, pancha 5 organs of knowledge, 5 organs of action, and pancha pranas plus mind, manas, buddhi, chitta and ahankara. So, five pancha pranas, five pancha karmendriyas, another five, total 10, pancha gnanendriyas, another 5, 15, mind 16, buddhi 17, chitta 18 and ahankara 19. This is the all the components, and all these components are jada only. Only when consciousness gets reflected in the mind and they seem to borrow that consciousness and seem to be alive, that is all. So these are the 19 mukha. And just as we have seen, Virat has 7 limbs, same limbs are there, but we have to imagine, just as we imagine 5 gnanendriyas, 5 karmendriyas, same way we have to imagine these are 5 not gross karmendriyas, not gross gnanendriyas, but sukshma karmendriyas and sukshma gnanendriyas. What is the difference? Difference is the external eye that I perceive in you, in everybody, external ears, external mouth or tongue, external nose, the organ of smelling and the organ of touch, tvak. All these things are gross, but in the case of this, behind these 5 gross things are called windows. Like a cameraman, a camera, it has a lens, but through the lens, light percolates inside. It is that light which is converted into a photo later on. Similarly, the mind gathers information. There are certain nerve ends which contact and through which, through the window, this jnanam, jnanendriyas give jnanam. That jnanendriyas gather knowledge. These are called golakas or windows. Just they are holes, that's all. But behind them, connected very subtly, and how they carry is a great mystery. They are called, those nervous system is called subtle 5 gnanendriyas, subtle 5 karmendriyas, as well as subtle 5 pranas. That is how we have to understand. We can understand about gnanendriyas and karmendriyas, but briefly, first let us deal with panchaprana. Panchaprana means 5 pranas. Are there 5 pranas? No. Prana is only one. Just like a man, when he is at home, he could be a father, he could be a son, he could be a grandson, and he could be a husband. But when he goes to office, he gets another name, another chair, another position called officer or clerk or manager. When he goes swimming, he is called a swimmer. If he happens to cook something, he is called a cook. Like that, very peculiar English language, a person who runs is called runner. If a person does something, he is called a doer. Er is added. But when a person cooks, that year he is not called a cooker, he is just called a cook, just a little bit of fun. Now, the person gets various names. Similarly, prana, when it does fivefold function, it is called pancha pranas. They go by the name, you know, prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana. So, what are the functions? First is prana. This prana is a part of the real prana, you have to understand. What is its function? Respiratory system, taking breath in and breath outside, taking oxygen inside and throwing out carbon dioxide outside. That is the that part of the energy which activates the lungs and breathes in and breathes out. That energy is called prana. Prana means energy. So, energy has different parts. Like the same electricity, it produces heat, it produces motion, it produces light, it produces magnetism, etc. Then, apana. what is the function of apana? Then prana acts as evacuating system. Evacuation is really important. That is, if there is input, there should be output also. So when you eat and nothing goes out, then the inside the food becomes, turns out to be poison. So behind the functioning of the evacuation system, waste removal system, that function of the prana, which acts as remover of waste, that is called apana. Now, the oxygen that we breathe in has to be circulated. Also, the food we eat, when it is converted into energy, and that has to be circulated to every part of the body. This circulatory system that equally distributes the essence, the energy created by eating food, etc., to carries to every part of the body. That particular function called circulatory system, it gets the name vyana. Then whatever food we eat, that has to be digested. So this digestive system, if it is defective, that means samana, prana, that which doesn't do much digestive system, that prana, when it digests properly, is called samana. And if it doesn't, it is called asamana. So the function of this samana system is converting the food eaten, breaking it down, turning it into energy, and making it into various required nutrients. That is important: carbohydrates, proteins, salts, minerals, etc. Then we come to the fifth function, udana. This is a most wonderful function of the prana. What is it? This is called reversing system. Especially it works at the time of death. What does it do? Just as entry is facilitated, exit also must be facilitated. This prana, for yogis who control the prana, that is why pranayama means controlling the prana and making it work properly through these fivefold functions. A yogi can give up his body because he is a master of prana. He will call this udana and he will say, at such and such a time, you assist so that this prana is separated, you become separated along with mind, etc., from this physical body. So the first function is, that is aiding us, helping us to kick off this body properly. And if it doesn't function properly, a lot of suffering has to be gone through. So that is what has to be done. Also, reversal, when a person vomits, food is not suitable, something has gone wrong, and this udana assists, throws it out, throws out prana, throws out the body, throws out unsuitable food, etc. That is also a proper, this thing is there. That is why we have all these pranas are called pancha prana devataha. So when we are offering Om Pranaya Swaha, Apanaya Swaha, Vyanaya Swaha, Udanaya Swaha, Samanaya Swaha. So this is what we do. Then we also know four mental faculties. Not four mental faculties, but one mind functioning in four different ways. And that too subdivided into two parts. Three parts, one, and one part, one. What is that one part? Ahankara. So what is the other three parts? Manaha, Chitta and Buddhi. I have mentioned many times, but for the sake of facility, or for those who have forgotten, or for those who are new, I am going to talk briefly. But I'll give you a small example so we can understand it properly. Supposing you are walking early in the morning, or even early in the morning, let us say, and there is a little bit of light and you see something there. The mind naturally becomes a little bit, feels unsafe. What is it? What is it? Is it living? Non-living? Is it an animal? statement. This is called sankalpa vikalpa atmika. Is it this? Is it that? Not sure, doubting. This is called the function of the antahkarana, called mind, manas. The English word mind includes all these four, so they don't distinguish so crystal clearly. First part is mind, in this order only. What is the second part? When you approach that object, and then light also is a little more, so you are able to distinguish, see properly, and the image of that what we have seen is it searches inside our chitta memory. Do I know what is this? Is it an animal? No, it is not animal. It looks like a human being. Yes, it is a human being. Is it male or female? Yes, it is a male. And do I know this person? Yes, I know this person. He is one of the neighbors. He is also coming towards me. Oh, he is a good person. So it is okay. Good morning. So that, what does chitta do? Chitta stores all the experiences in the form of memories. And whenever we see something, not necessarily new, same old thing, any number of times, the chitta has to confirm, I know this particular thing. So this picture goes, and there are every single memory is put in a pigeon hole, as it were. Like post office, we'll put this belongs to this part of the town, this belongs to this colony, and then sub further divided, this is street number 1, this is street number 2, further divided, this block number 1, block number 2, further divided, house number 100, house number 102, etc., just as they put. And immigration people, they use it very much whenever people come from outside. Okay, so this is the function of the chitta. And then when we are more or less sure, not 100% sure, but we have a better picture of the object the mind is seeing, it sends that picture to the chitta. The chitta immediately scans the whole stored memories. Yes, I know. This person is my neighbor. He is a good person. He is a harmless person. And then this information is presented before the buddhi. What does the buddhi do? It puts a stamp of approval and says, yes, there is no doubt. So, samshaya is not there. Therefore, this what you have seen, this is that person, no doubt about it. And then whatever action has to be done. These are the three. First, manas. Then memory and confirmation, and thirdly, approval from the buddhi. And then we mentioned about the ahankara. Ahankara plus mind. Ahankara, I am thinking, what is this, what is this? I know this picture tallies with this memory, I know. And in the form of buddhi, same ahankara, no doubt about it, this is it, go ahead and do what you need to do. These are the four functions, manaha, chitta, buddhi, and behind all these three, there is this ahankara. These are the, what is called antahkaranas, four parts are there. That is what we have to understand. Then we have also seen the pancha karmendriyani, sukshma karmendriyani. Behind this hand, there is that sensation. Behind the leg, there is that sukshma indriya is there, which is possible the mind communicates through to that subtle, for example, leg. I have seen beautiful, nice, sweet there, and in that shop, take me to that place. And that sukshma leg commands the sthula leg. Now, start walking. And then when we reach, then the mouth is ordered to ask, I want to buy this. The hands are ordered to take what the shopkeeper gives. So behind the gross organs, there is this subtle organ is there. So these are the components of the subtle body. What is the function? Just like gross indriyas, etc., the function is transactions, but all the transactions are in the dream world, that means subtle world, and only no external gross objects are there, but only playing with the memories born of samskaras. What is the distinction? Every experience is a memory. It will be in the form of a thought. Every experience produces certain emotions. All emotions can be divided into two, likes and dislikes. So when in the dream we happen to imagine, here is a shop, and then as an example I am giving, there is a sweetmeat shop, and then you go there, oh, I bought many times sweets from this, but they are not good, but the other shop, Kesidas, much, much better, even though a little bit costlier. So even in dream, we like certain things, we don't like certain things, we go on acting and reacting. So these are called transactions. So what is the function? Transactions. And then most important transaction in this, we have to understand it. Most important transaction is that gathering the experiences from the waking state, analyzing them, finding out the changeful nature of them, and slowly cultivating satsanga, etc., and that creates its own memories, we slowly progress, progressing or evolving towards our real nature is the real function of gross body, subtle body, also the causal body. So that is one. But here is a special note. Please take note. Generating and experiencing both karma and karma phala to some extent can also be done in dreams. Many people think they are just imaginations, but it is not completely true. We know from Vedanta that one can exhaust karma phala, one can also create karma phala. To create karma phala, one has to do karma. In dream also, when we repeat certain things, for example, a strong memory of waking state, that particular person is a very nice person, I want to see that person again and again, it is not surprising when we encounter that person in our dreams again and again, because propelled by this attraction, likes, so we, whatever gives happiness, we try to imagine that one. So this is how, if we go on repeatedly thinking in the waking state, we also repeatedly think in the dream state, and that creates, reinforces the samskara, and that finally transforms itself, transmutes itself into a physical external action which produces karma phala. So karma can be created to some extent in dreams also. But karma phala also can be exhausted. How? Supposing a person is suffering much, and that suffering is real. The event may be imaginary, but the result is very real. This is a most wonderful point. That's why many times I tell, suppose in this waking state, you buy first class sweets and eat them, and you get some pleasure. Similarly, in the dream also, you see if the same first class shop or some other shop, you buy sweets, and they are also very quality sweets, and you enjoy them. So there also you are experiencing that pleasure. Now my question is, can you distinguish what is the difference between the external pleasure and this dream pleasure? The answer is, there is no difference at all. Therefore, by experiencing either happiness or unhappiness, we can exhaust our some karma phala somewhat, a little bit, not completely, because true sadhana cannot be done in the dream. Only in the waking state one can do it. So this is the function, that is to help a human being, jivatma, progress, evolve towards God. That is the main function. But for that purpose, how we react and react in the waking world, so also we act and react in the dream world also. How? Because each one of us have got an understanding of what is called reality. So as my Gurudev, Yatishvarana Maharaj, used to repeatedly say, our concept of reality, that's what makes our both waking state as well as dream state. If you think this is real, then dream state also, this world is real. If we think that it is a temporary real state, dream state also, yes, it is a temporary real state only will come. But in the waking state, when I am completely convinced, it is all the time changing. So this is called mithya, dream state also. After some time, that samskara becomes strong and we exactly react in the same way in the dream state also. So this is the function. What is the nature? So here 3 points we have to note down. What is a dream state? Sukshma sharira. What is it? Just as a physical sharira, external sharira, which is always changing, the mind also, consisting of thoughts, emotions, imaginations, etc., continuously changing. So change is common to both external as well as subtle worlds. Then what is the longevity? With the regard to the physical body, what did we discuss? That whether it is 50 years or 90 years or 100 years or 1 second, it all depends upon past karma. So there is a death of the physical body. But with the death of the physical body, the mind doesn't die. In fact, it continues almost up to time of liberation. So some people say that it only lasts until pralaya. What happens, I question myself, after pralaya? After all, what is pralaya? A bitter gourd seed, when it attains to pralaya state, until Brahma awakens and starts again giving an impetus for creation, it remains dormant. And as soon as Brahma is only the self-starter, hey children, wake up, it is daytime, that is the call he gives. And each one of us, when if we have read 10 pages from a book previously, I get up and exactly find the bookmark at the 10th page. What am I talking about? Similarly, whatever experiences we have in this, through this mind, it will be there the same. It is not going, we are not going to get a new mind. Same old mind will be there until liberation. Only with liberation, both Sukshma Sarira and Karana Sarira, both of them are completely destroyed, or rather, they are so enlarged, they include the whole universe, and that is called liberation. So, what is the first thing? Change. What is the second thing? Longevity. How long will it live until liberation is attained? And now we have to understand, what is the visibility? With regard to the gross physical body, it can be seen by each body, can be seen by anybody. But with regard to the dream body, only the waker in the form of the dreamer alone can behold it, and nobody else. Only the Sakshi goes on witnessing what monkey play this waker is playing, putting on the dress of the dreamer state. Arturiya, which puts on the dreamer's body, enters into the dreamer's body and enters into the dream world. And when Turiya enters into the dream experiencer, he is called Thaisasa. And when he identifies with the entire experienced world, including, remember, you are also as an individual, but you are experiencing the whole world, but you divide it into living as well as non-living. That means you are experiencing every jiva and inert things also. So that complete prapancha, jagat, world, whatever is experienced, the whole objective world, when it is taken in totality, that is called Hiranyagarbha, and I am also a part of that. I think I am not a part of it. That's why I say I am an individual. I am not you, etc. I am not the table. I am not a tree. I am not a dog, etc. But through spiritual practice, it says, yes, I am the dog. I am the donkey. I am the mosquito. I am the ant. I am the fly. I am the every bird, every plant, every bit of earth, etc. Everything I am. So that is called Hiranyagarbha, and that is how I, that is my goal, that is called evolution, that is what we need to practice, not only externally, but internally too. So that is the, what is called purpose. So what is the visible? His gross body is visible to everybody, but dream body is visible only to that particular individual. Of course, here to Hiranyagarbha, because Hiranyagarbha is the master of the universal mind. But at the same time, this individual body also, we can practice a little bit of spiritual discipline, and but for that we have to lay strong foundation in the waking state. That is very, very important. So if I am identified with the individual, I am called Taijasa. If I am identified with the universal, subtle world, and then I am called Hiranyagarbha. So this is the third part, visibility. So these are the things we have to keep in mind. This is the entire explanation of the dreamer, dream world. Now we will go into the Shankaracharya's commentary. So is whatever we have discussed so far, he is only putting it in beautiful, mellifluous Sanskrit language. Svapnaha sthanaham sthanam asya taijasasya iti svapnasthanam. Why is it? What is it called? Svapnasthana. Dream state. Why is it called dream state? So the dreamer, the Turiya, identifying with that state as an individual is called Taijasa. Taijasasya svapnasthanam. This is called for the Taijasa to exercise his mind as he likes, depending upon what samskaras he has stored in mind. That is called the dream world. So how does this dream world work? Is it independent of the waking world? This is where Shankaracharya comes. Jagrat prajna, that means jagrat avasthayam ya prajna vartate. That means whatever consciousness is working in the gross physical body, aneka sadhana, various instruments, bahir vishaya vishayeva avabhasamana, and our sense organs get knowledge of only the external objects, bahihi vishayeva avabhasamana, illumining all the external objects. How? Through the chidabhasa, identified with the mind, identified with the sense organs, etc. Manaspandana matra. But here is a most wonderful word. All these experiences are nothing but manaspandana. Just to thoughts, vibrations in the mind, sati. Tatha bhutam. And whatever experiences we have in the waking state, samskaram, they produce samskara. Samskara means memories. Manasi adhatte. So it keeps, stores all these experiences in the mind, and when dream world is experienced, it takes from that storehouse, and the storehouse is filled with memories of what we have done in the waking state. Waking consciousness being associated as it is with many means many upakaranas, many instruments, and appearing conscious of objects as if external, is a very important word, as if external. Really, according to Mandukya Upanishad, according to the commentary of Gaudapada, there is no external world. Just as there is no dream world excepting our imagination, whatever is external world is also pure movements of the thoughts in the mind, and really there is no outside world is there. But you have to note, a big but is there. It is not that like some of the Buddhistic teachers, shunya, there is nothing. No, no, there is something. What is that something? Brahman. And when Brahman is perceived through the dim light of the sense organs, he is, first of all, he is experienced through the external sense organs as external world, internal sense organs as internal world, and no world at all, but a kind of complete cover-up in the causal state called Sushupti Avastha. So, is there any external world? There is no external world. For example, is there a particular tree called mango tree externally? No. It is only movement of the mind. Okay. What is the logic behind it? I know most of you understand, but I want to explain it. Again, keep that point in mind. It is not that there is nothing outside. There is something. And that X something is called pure Sat, about which we discussed earlier. Now, when we look at that Sat in a particular way, it appears as a tree. So, that we get the impression, not because there is really any tree, but because the way we are looking at it, it appears as a tree. The best illustration, of course, is dream, but externally, when we see, you go to the cinema hall, and there is a big white screen, and that is all. And then suddenly the projector starts. You know, at the beginning of the projector, it is only pure white screen. But as they, after a few seconds, and there is a film coated in different ways, and then through that, the whole first thing is screen disappears. As soon as figures appear, screen disappears. Not really, but we think that, and thinking that there is no screen, there is only an object, it is full of objects like in this world, is also chitta spandana only. It is only movement in the mind. So, what are all the objects? Are there really many objects? No, there is only one object. What is that object? Light. Light, only one light, because of the way of the film, that one light appears as a young tree and grown-up tree, very old tree, a baby, a youth, a old man, and like that, man, woman, animal, everything that we see there. A house is on fire and it is raining, what they call tigers and elephants. And after that, do you go to your phone to the fire department and say, here is a house is burning, please come? You don't do it, because you know it is only my mind is seeing, really nothing is there. How do you know? Just to switch off the light, then the screen remains without the least bit getting affected. This is an illustration, Chitra Pata Nyaya. That is what in Panchadashi we get this one. Beautiful example, analogy. So, the whole external world, first of all, there is something, it is called God, simply to simplify. And secondly, according to our samskaras, we see it as man or woman, and that is through the universal maya. A tree appears as a tree, and like that. Then, thirdly, our likes and dislikes put another color upon it. I like this, I don't like this. This is good, this is evil. What gives me happiness is good. The opposite is evil. So, if there is some real external object, what is the test? It must give the same experience to everybody, because for example, a sweet will be a sweet for everybody. You may like, you may not like. Sweet will be sweet. It will never lose its nature called sweetness. Similarly, there is a tree, A tree must be a tree whether you like it or not. But no, it is not like that. I gave the my favorite example long back I used to give. Supposing there is an object there. Let us say it is a, just for understanding, it's a wooden chair. Ask a woodworm, what is it? It says, this is food. Ask a human being, a carpenter, says it's a beautiful table. Ask a physicist with a powerful electronic microscope. He says these are nothing but pure energy, atoms, dark matter, white matter, etc. You ask Sri Ramakrishna and he says, it is my divine mother. Now tell me, what is that object? Of course, it depends upon if you are a woodworm or if you are a human being or if you are a physicist or if you are like Sri Ramakrishna. The answer is changing. Every answer is changing, excepting the last answer. The fourth answer, it is God, that never changes. Because Sri Ramakrishna's mind is not there. He is having aparokshanubhuti. And he says, this is me, this is Brahma, and nothing but Brahma. So, this is what he is telling, and this is what Shankara is telling. Samskrutam chitritaiva pato bahya sadhana anapeksham avidya kama karma vihi preryamanam jagradvat avabhasate. So, that the mind in dream, without any of the external means, means no external sense organs or organs of action, etc., but possessed of the impressions left on it by the waking consciousness, like a piece of canvas with pictures painted on it, experiences the dream state also as if it were like the waking. It is due to its being under the influence of ignorance, desire, and their action. Important point is, if we experience whether waking state, dream state, or dreamless state, all because of only one mula karana called maya, called avidya. That is the most important point. Understanding that there is an avidya, understanding that we are covered by avidya, understanding that because of this avidya we are experiencing these three states, understanding that really they are not three different things, but it is only Brahman, and understanding that there is a way how we can get rid of these filters and then get out and see Brahman as Brahman is by becoming one with it. That is the real purpose why all this analysis is being made here. So, Samskrutam Chitrita Iva. There is Pata, Iva Pataha. Pata means a piece of cloth. Before being painted, it is pure white cloth. Just imagine, canvas. And then Chitrita. And then various paintings have been made, drawings have made. Samskrutam. It was filled up with all these chitras. Where? In the dream state. And what happens? Bahya sadhanan anapeksha. That means there is no external either sense organs or organs of action, etc. Purely there is thoughts in the mind. And why is it that we imagine? What is the root cause? Avidya, kama and karma. I will deal with this because it's the most important explanation. Avidya is the root cause. Avidya creates desire. And desire translates as what is called, I want to have it. And that translates into pure physical action. Preryamana means being inspired, being goaded, being incited. By whom? By avidya. Avidya in what form? Kama. First desire, then later on external action. This is the description of the dream state. Jagravat avabhasate. A dreamer never says this is a dream state. Jagravat. Jagravat means just like waking state. This is a waking state. My house is here. My time is here. I am a Hindu and I am an Indian. All these things exactly will be like that only wherever we go. You go to Mars also, I am from India and I am a Hindu and I believe in all those things. They cannot be gotten rid of. When you go to America, you can't think like an American. If you go to Texas, you don't think like a Texan. So wherever we go, we take, but there it's there also, we manifest our own inner samskaras. So these beautiful points are there. We will discuss in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhu. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti and right understanding of the Mandukya Upanishad with Gaudapada Karika and Shankaracharya's commentary, Bhashyam.